News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Today, let's go to the All-Ireland Winners Hotel to hear the morning after the night before and how it's going. Off the Balls Gaelic Games correspondent Tommy Rooney's there.
I'm delighted to report that I'm at the breakfast table in the All-Ireland Winners Hotel and I'm joined by a very happy Mayo coach, Colin Boyle. How are we doing?
I'm good, Tommy. Yeah, it's one of the good days so far.
What is the breakfast of champions after you've won in All-Ireland? You've had plenty of goals at it.
A bowl of bran flakes. You were rushing me, to be honest, so I didn't go for the full Irish just yet. So I just stuck to the bran flakes for now.
Has it sunk in, Colin? Because it struck me yesterday that by the time you got off the pitch and you came into us, you were all emotionally drained. Mm.
Has it sunk in? No. It's funny, chatted to the boys, we were on the pitch after for, I'd say, an extended period after the game, and a couple of lads just said to me, like, is this it? Like, is there more to this? You know, what happens next, kind of? And I suppose no one knows what's happening. I think, to be honest, Tommy, like, the way I try, kind of was talking about it last night, I think it's only tomorrow night when we get, or sorry, tonight, I should say, we get to Castlebar. I think that's when it's really going to hit home, because I don't know how many thousand people is going to be in Castlebar tonight. I'd say it's going to be manic. I think that's really when you hit home, when we go to Castlebar and we go to the different towns over the next few days and you see the emotion, I suppose. We saw a lot of it in Croker yesterday and it was unbelievable. Like, you're going to Croker a long time, Tommy. I've never seen even the Dubs in their heyday, one team dominate Croke as much as we did yesterday in terms of actual support, and to see it afterwards in the crowd, like, it felt like the stadium was full for 3 hours after the game.
On the football pod, it was often referenced that the goal Kevin McMinniman scored against Kerry in that semi-final was the loudest they've ever heard Croke Park, or even the final.
Yeah.
Colm Key said yesterday, when Darragh Byrne buried that goal, it was the loudest he'd ever heard Croke Park.
Yeah, that's a great point. To be honest with you, at the time, but when Darragh hit the goal, like, it just felt normal, to be honest with you. It felt like these boys were hitting for home. I know it was very early in the second half at that stage, but it just felt like they were doing what we were asked them to do, and I felt like they were kind of on the crest of a wave. Did we hit a rocky patch after that again? Yeah, we did, but... But the noise, yeah, you mentioned there, the noise was incredible. And again, at the final whistle, like, I think the joys of the Hooter, I think our boys, our subs and boys that didn't talk were on the pitch before the actual Hooter went. Yeah, I think that is the actual joys of it. Jesus, the noise then afterwards was incredible.
I spotted you at one stage, just sprinting as if you were a young buck back in 2016 across the field at the end of the game. You must have been looking for somebody for a hug. Can you remember any of the delirium post-match?
I actually do, Tommy. Yeah, I think it took about 2 or 3 minutes for it to set in. I actually just stayed in the sideline for a while because I actually didn't know what to do. You know what I mean? And it just made a few... Obviously, Andy was there. A lot of our medical backroom S&C boys were there, so I stayed with them first. And then it was just like, okay, let's go here. Let's find the boys. Let's sprint on. This is everything you've dreamed of for... Any Mayo person has dreamed of for a long time, so let's go celebrate.
And just finally... And we'll catch up again.
Yeah.
But you just must be so proud of that group of young men that have delivered after so long for Mayo.
Unbelievable. And like I'd say, Tommy, they don't appreciate at the minute what they've done. Like, they've changed the future of Mayo football for the foreseeable. And I think that is the key thing to take out of this. It's not about the past now, it's about the future. And, like, they've inspired the next generation. I think that's the biggest thing for me from it. So proud, absolutely. Like, the boys were so unbelievably calm yesterday morning, Tommy. I can't even describe it. When myself and Andy spoke about it at breakfast, I didn't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing, to be honest, because I've been involved in teams. I'd always be someone that'd have to be kind of on the edge before games. Couldn't believe it. But I know Ryan spoke about it. He was nervous last night. But the boys, as a group, were just so calm. And yes, okay, don't get me wrong, first 15, 20 minutes, we were rocking a bit. We had to stay in the game. But I think when you're playing Kerry, you're always going to have to stay in the game, no matter what. And the boys did, which was key.
We'll dig into it more over the next coming days, but they looked like a team who believes, and that's obviously coming from you lads and the work that's gone into them over the years and in all of Mayo football, club football, county football, but the work that you've done as a management team this year. Colin Boyle, I'm going to let you get the full Irish. Thanks for chatting to us this morning, and we'll catch up again soon. Congratulations.
Thanks, Sally.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.